This just in, one of the choir's members who pays more attention to football than I do said to me, the kickoff is not at 6, it's at 7:20, make sure they all go to church. So, you got no excuse. I'll see you later this afternoon, 6 at the Minneapolis campus. Probably a good idea if we pray, right? Hey, thanks for loving us in spite of ourselves, Lord. A lot of stuff going on in this world lately that we just do not understand. All this hate and violence and death and anti-Semitism on the rise. I just don't get it, Lord. We're mindful, of course, for all of our first responders, for our troops and their families, especially when the troops are deployed, and the families of all those first responders too, Lord. Help us to get along. Help us to know your will, and then please, please, give us the power to do it. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Yeah, she said, amen. I got an amen out of the crowd. I'm done. I'm going. What does it say? Why church? Have you liked this thing? These last few weeks and months we've been doing it. I've loved this stuff. Why church? So we can give thanks. How's your gratitude list? You got a long one? Oh, I want to hear something this week that you're grateful for. Not out loud now. Give me a holler or one of these. I'm grateful for. This is a time of hospitality, time of Thanksgiving. Anyone freaking out about Thanksgiving? Oh, my goodness, how many are coming over? I can't believe it. The committee gets together and off we go. Yeah, it's amazing. Give thanks for all that the Lord has done and continues to do for us. How about that choir piece? Wow. Do you ever feel like we're spoiled? I do every day. Spoiled little brat. Fascinating story that Pastor read from the Gospel of Luke. Religious leader invites Jesus to have dinner. Come on over. I hear all sorts of stuff about you, Jesus. Tell me about you. I want to get to know you. Or was it, who is this? You can't trust religious leaders. If you look in the Bible especially, the religious leaders, those who were worshiping all 613 laws, were a little uptight when this wonderful Jewish carpenter savior of ours comes along and said it's all about love. Right? So wonderful dialogue going on back and forth. Does he have any ulterior motives, this Pharisee, who doesn't have a name until later in the story? You notice that? And then that interruption. Anyone ever been interrupted at a meal? 3 of us have. 4 of us have. It usually comes when you're sitting down, the phone goes off. Hi, this is Rachel from Account Services. Or I know some knucklehead who calls up people and says, hi, this is Raul Lipschitz. Do you need any vinyl siding or windows? Interruptions happen to us all the time. But this one, can you imagine being in that room with all those muckety-muck clergy, rabbis, all those holy of holies, and in comes this what? Known sinner. Says that in the book, that she was a sinner. And she kneels down at Jesus' feet and starts bathing his feet with her tears, drying him off with her hair, and then puts, it says, ointment. Don't you love the word ointment? You know, it's like, what is this? Imagine if you're that religious rabbi or that guy that says, oh my goodness gracious, there's a woman in here we're not supposed to touch or be close to him. And this, can you imagine how honked off this rabbi is after an interruption? Do you ever get angry after an interruption? Do you react to it or do you respond to it? I'm envisioning this guy reacting with veins popping out of his neck, getting eyeballs bulging. You know how self-righteous clergy can be. Ever done that? I mean, crashed a party. Back in the day, maybe? Ever gone to? Oh, you have, for sure. Go to a party you're not invited to, you just show up. Hi, how do you like me so far? What's going through this poor, wonderful woman's mind? There's plenty of issues going on here between Jesus and the rabbi, right? There's conflict in the whole story between this side and that side. Jesus is willing, open and willing to associate with a sinner, and he has that authority of forgiveness. And compare that to the Pharisee who's so uptight. He'll go to great lengths to avoid being with certain people. Back then, you see, there were different cultural expectations. Someone would come to your house, you'd wash their feet. You'd give them a kiss on the cheek, either side, and then you'd give them some ointment, oil for their hair. Are you going to be washing feet when your guests show up this week? Me neither. Guess who forgot, either accidentally or on purpose, that didn't do that to Jesus? Talk about it. Oops, I made a mistake. Yet here comes this unknown name, unnamed known sinner, bursts into the scene and acts, well, really strangely and rather weird. She's wetting Jesus' feet, drying his hair. This poor woman, I wonder, what has she been through? What sort of shame and guilt is this poor person holding on to that she'll go to any length to get help? And she goes where? To the feet of Jesus. Love that image. The different reaction and different interpretation. Simon's offended, just not just because she's a woman, but also because she's a sinner. Disruptive, shocking actions, behave. I wonder what must have been going through the guest's mind. Put yourself in that room. How big is it? What does that ointment smell like? Because we're going to Thanksgiving time. And we got all those smells that are... So what did it smell like in that room? Huh? How are you going to react if someone crashes the party? Say, wow, there's Jesus, calm, cool, collected. Yeah. Jesus doesn't rebuke her. He accepts her gifts of honor, humility, and devotion. Then, hi Emma, how are you? We're going to baptize you in a little bit. I'm almost done. Another hour for sure we'll be out of here. Girls rule, boys drool. Jesus then goes and jumps into this story about a debt collector. He's got two other guys that owe him do re mi. One guy owes him, was it 2 years? 2 years of salary. Another guy owes him 2 months of salary. Neither one of those guys can pay, so what does the guy do, the debt collector? He forgives them. Expensive forgiveness. Expensive. I plagiarized this from someone, and I don't know who it is, but this is what they said. I liked it. Maybe a takeaway from this gospel lesson is this. Those who are aware of their great need have a great appreciation for the greatness of the forgiveness that they have received. That makes sense to you? It didn't to me. I had to say it to myself 3 times. Thanks for being honest. Those who are aware of their great need have a great appreciation for the greatness of the forgiveness that they have received. You been forgiven ever? Half of your salary? 2 months' salary? How much money do you make in half a year? Never mind, I don't want to know. There is a humility that comes with the appreciation of a sense of what? Forgiveness. And guess what? We all still have some sinfulness in us. Remember, it's progress, not perfection. Christ is continuing to transform our lives every day. Sometimes we can be so blinded by our own pride about how much we really need forgiveness. We don't have a proper appreciation of the forgiveness that we've received. And here comes this woman. Do you see this woman? You think Jesus picked that phrase for a reason? Is he giving Simon the needle? Do you see this woman? I mean, do you really see her? Or do you see a sinner? Just her reputation. Do you see her as a child of God who loves her, who's fashioned and made in the image and likeness of God? Or do you see her as an embarrassment, outburst of emotion? Do you see her? Jesus does. Jesus knows her. Jesus loves her. Jesus knows you, sees you, loves you. Proper response to forgiveness is not pride, but humility. The proper response to known sinners is not judgment, but love. Jesus associates with sinners because he knows that God is willing and able to continue to transform us. Pharisees distance themselves from sinners. And I know it's really important for us to be honest about our own sin. We need to take our own inventory each and every day. Where have we missed the mark? And then we need to address it. Right? It's important to be clear about God's grace and forgiveness for sinners, people like us. The proper response to forgiveness is not pride, I, me, look what I did, I. No, it's humility. The proper response to sinners is not judgment, but love. So Jesus sees this woman, sinful woman, and he points out a truth to Simon and to you and to me. She went to Jesus, to his feet. Compare that. Pharisee guilty of judgment, full of fear, pride, ego. Jesus full guilty of forgiveness and mercy and grace. You see, Jesus makes us new every day. So, are you carrying anything with you? Any shame and guilt? Are you like that woman who doesn't have a name, who goes to any length and brings it to Jesus' feet? Bring it. Bring it to the cross. Turn your will and your life over to the care of God every single day. Lay it all down. Come to the cross. Forgiveness. It's paid in full for you. All thanks be to God. Amen.